Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kurt Blefary. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Hauser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Kelly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Kelly. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. There goes Snyder. The throw from Roof to Brown, and back to Whitfield, who tags Snyder out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Blefary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blefary takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Powell moves to third. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Powell scores. Robinson moves to third. Bulfari moves to second. It's 1-0. Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. There goes Hinton. The throw from Brown to second, and Hinton is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Roof to Houser and they have Snyder trapped. The throw over to Whitfield, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bulfari strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Powell moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jack Kralik now pitching. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bulfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew pinch hits for Phil Roof. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Gary Bell now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 3 in the game. McNally hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Gary Bell. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.